Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting second. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting third. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Esaski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Sheffield steals second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sasaki takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to third. Sasaki moves to second. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romine hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. Sasaki scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Nick Sasaki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasaki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sasaki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Krueger now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Romine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Romine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed bunts towards third. Sheffield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sheffield. Boggs moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Reed moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Evans moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sasky strikes out. 1 out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Evans scores. Heap moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Roman hits a line drive into right field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Heap scores. Rivera moves to third. Roman moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a line drive towards third. Sheffield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Roman. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Reed reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Randy Vera's now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Stone pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. One out. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Esaski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Esaski hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Heap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Smithson now pitching. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-3 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Romine is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Brock reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Deere hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Deere reaches second base with a double. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spears is 0-for-4 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Boggs catches it and throws to first to double up Spears. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sasky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sasaki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Quintana pinch hits for Danny Heap. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quintana for the out. Sasaki moves to second. 2 outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Quintana now playing right field. Rob Murphy now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.